my Eerstofpad 2017. The first vintage and the only one that was prior to this was the 2011. At that stage, I sold my wines only in South Africa. So I had this database that I've built up over the years that bought straight from me. So I did not export one single bottle. And obviously for South Africans, exporting can be really big. So the one day I had this friend of mine, really successful winemaker, he visited me at the cellar. And I've got this gravel road running from the big road towards the cellar. And I was asking him, I said, listen, if I want to now export some wine overseas and I want to build that market, how do I go about it? How do I start exporting? And he looked at that gravel road and he told me, he said, listen, you wait until the first guy walks down this gravel road. So he spoke in Afrikaans. He said, jy wag vir die ou om in hierdie stofpad na jou toe aangestap te kom. So you wait until the first guy walks to you. And that basically means that you want to wait until someone overseas feel a connection between your brand or your what you do and his company. And if that guy feels that connection and he approaches you, then the chances of having a successful relationship in the future is much bigger. And that happened like a couple of years before 2011. And 2012, when that wine was bottled, the first guy came walking down my dirt road and I sold wine to him, and that's where my export market started. At the moment, I export probably about 70% of my production, and then another 30% is sold in South Africa, or let's make it 60-40. I'm not exactly sure at the moment, but exports are quite big. And so the label for 2017 is a tribute to my labeling team. So I do all hand labeling. So each bottle, I print the label on real paper. And then I have five ladies that sit in the warehouse, and they've got a little ancient old glue machine where there's wet glue running in a little bucket and this roller running through it. And then they put these labels one by one through this little roller. So it applies a layer of wet glue at the back of the label, and then they apply the label by hand to the bottle. So it's done like they've done like many, many years ago. It's also real paper. So if you put that bottle in water, the label will come off immediately. So the labels are not plasticky at all. If you put that bottle outside the winery and you leave it there for a couple of days, the snails will come eat the label off the bottle. So it's the label is as organic as the wine inside the bottle, and as natural as the wine inside the bottle. And these ladies, they label between 80 to 100,000 bottles a year by hand. So that's quite an achievement. So that's the five ladies in the front label. And the wine in the bottle is also the same Cabernet Franc, driven by the same Cabernet Franc as the 2011. The 2011 was straight Cabernet Franc. This is from the Blauwklippen Road, that parcel of Cabernet Franc. Then there's another parcel of Cabernet Franc that's from the Helderberg. And then a little bit of Cabernet Sauvignon and Malbec close to the Blauwklippen Road Cabernet Franc. Okay, so a combination of those three, all fermented in open top fermenters, worked really softly during fermentation. All the wine went to older French oak barrels for 1.5 years. And I feel like Cab Franc is got huge potential in South Africa. It's an awesome variety. The wine is not a thin, elegant wine. It's a proper, solid Cab Franc-driven blend. Something that we, at the moment, are working quite hard on. We're experimenting with lots of different Cabernet Franc vineyards. So it's definitely an area that we are trying to develop in terms of wine style at the moment and variety. So that is my Eerstofpad 2017.